Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Don't worry, Kid Nation. Your passport to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank is coming up in about 5 minutes.
Sure.
Hook you up with that. And then within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in so you could play Beat the Bank and score that money. Yesterday, we gave away $930 to Christy, which was the maximum during her turn. And then Brooke came in and won $600, which was the maximum during her turn. Both bailed out with less than a second left before the vault door closed on them.
Good instincts.
Instincts are there. Let's keep it going, Kid Nation. We got first world problems coming up as well this hour. And the John Travolta interview, the sit down with Big Al Mack, John Travolta, Kelly Preston, coming up in about 20 minutes. Big Al Mack says this is an 8.5 interview.
Well.
And that's being very critical.
No. I may rethink that. Okay. That decision.
We'll find out in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But Jenna needs the day off tomorrow.
I know. It's not ideal. Just get ready for work, 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 work. It's not ideal. However, they say life is about experiences.
Yeah. And life is also about work.
An incredible experience is presented to you.
Uh-huh.
It's only happening
on Friday.
Oh, tonight. I need to go. I need to... trying to grab life by the horns and ride it.
Well, if it happens tonight, why can't you be here tomorrow? Is it not happening here?
I am really into sports.
Yeah.
You know this.
Yes.
I love hockey.
Uh-huh.
I have a friend that plays hockey.
Oh, you do?
This friend offered me and bought me a plane ticket to go to the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Las Vegas in the front row. Can I go? Please, I'm going. I have to go.
So you want to sit front row at the Vegas hockey game?
I want to sit on the ice at what's probably going to be the final tonight in Las Vegas.
Well,
and I need to leave after work this morning so I can get there because the game starts at 5 o'clock.
You played this all wrong.
Here's the thing,
what?
Jenna. Yesterday, I
wanted
to go to San Diego to be there as my mom met her mother.
Oh,
I would have supported that. That's fine.
But I am so damn scared that somebody's going to come in and take my chair.
You played this all wrong.
What do you mean she played it all wrong,
Al? I would have come in here Wednesday like...
oh, you got to fake sick.
Wednesday. And then Thursday. Hey.
Well, she just found out she couldn't play sick yesterday.
Like,
fake sick and then post a photo in Vegas.
Have a little.
No photos. You can never share it.
First of all,
I want to share it with y'all. No, I want to call in the morning. I want to share it.
Oh, I think that's a fever. Is it hot in here?
It's not. I'm not good enough at doing that. There's no way I could lie and get on a plane and go somewhere
and then say I found the best expert when it comes to fevers in Vegas. I need to go get treated.
Right. At West Nile.
Oh, we good at getting
that. No.
What, Kelly?
You have to ask yourselves.
What do you want to ask yourself?
What would Kid Craddock say?
Okay, moving on.
That's true, but...
Moving on to the next bit, then.
Kelly, what have you taken off for?
Well, I had to take off... I tried to take off for my daughter's very first day of school.
Yeah.
And Kid said, absolutely not. But then he made a concession that I had to do the show while my daughter was going to school.
Yeah, and how'd that turn out?
The engineer showed up at my house.
We've taken time off for Kelly's birthday.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, we've had... Right?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Okay.
We've had to come in.
For your friend's funeral? Friend's mom's funeral?
Yeah.
But I also did the show from there.
I'm happy to do the show.
No, I'm just saying, this is what the kid made the engineer come to my house.
Uh-huh.
And then he passive-aggressively refused to come to me. Just to show me how much he liked me trying to miss work.
He just wanted you to wake up early.
The whole time, and I'm sitting on the phone waiting for him to come to me. He wouldn't come to me until I got there and have to drop her off. Then suddenly he comes to me, and I'm sweating buckets. Because I'm like so panicked and nervous and I'm trying to talk and I'm holding up the carpool line. It was a nightmare.
Right.
I was hoping y'all would be like, that's really cool, Jenna.
No.
No, we're going to have to think about this one, Jenna.
Okay.
To run this up to corporate.
Oh, my God. I mean, I live a little.
My buddy Taylor invited me, because his dad was inducted into the Hall of Fame for the NFL, invited me out there to go to Columbus, Ohio, to go to the Hall of Fame game, be there for the induction ceremony, even sent me a really cool, it's like a booklet with all the invitation.
Right. And you had to say no?
I had to say no.
Because it was when?
It was Thursday. I had to be there.
Thursday. Oh, man.
Thursday. I would have missed.
Too bad.
Yeah.
I had a friend who went to Game One and said it was the coolest sporting event they've ever been to in their life.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm quite sure. Game One, Super Bowl. How many times we want to go to the Super Bowl? But the Super Bowl's on a Sunday, and we got to work on Monday. So
you know how much these tickets are, and I can't sell it.
No,
maybe we should let the listeners decide.
Okay. I get it.
Is this a friend or potential boyfriend? Because
does that make a difference
for me? It does.
I want
Jenna to be happy.
Look at the text. I have no kids. I have no relationship. Maybe a relationship might come from this. No, it's just a friend that plays hockey.
Hmm. Does the Cheddar Man have an opinion on this matter?
Cheddar, what do you think, Cheddar?
Let's go to the
executive
center.
Producer, Cheddar. White Cheddar.
Yep.
White gooey Cheddar is in the house.
I mean, you could just be opening the door to, you know.
Well, Cheddar does not hold back.
It's the Stanley Cup Final.
I know. I wanted to go to the Hall of Fame.
But I wanted to take off for the birth of my baby, and kid said no.
But well,
the birth?
Kid is with us in spirit, but he's not here right now, so we can't take that into consideration.
True.
We're going to go with...
And the text is an overwhelming yes.
Yeah. Like our boy Nick Adams got married, and he couldn't go on a honeymoon.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Nick was just on vacation.
Yeah, but
I couldn't go on a honeymoon, honestly. I had to be back at work Monday. That's the truth.
Yeah, I had to push mine back a year to go on mine, too. And then my wife was pregnant, which made it...
By the time you went,
I was the one drunk. Remember?
No.
I went to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that's the wedding you didn't invite me to. Anyway.
I did invite everyone.
No.
I didn't?
No, I never got an invitation.
Were you working for the show then?
Yeah, I worked here. I produced the radio show.
Well, I mean, you left for a period, so I don't...
True, yeah. Yeah, I was here.
Wait, you didn't get invited?
Wow. No, I didn't.
That was because I was foreshadowing to when he was going to leave for a year.
Yeah. I kept waiting and waiting, and I was like, I guess I didn't get invited.
I invited you to my wedding, and you... blew it off for Hawaii.
Yeah, I was doing
that was my anniversary as well.
We're getting off track here. We're getting off track here.
All relative.
Okay, Cheddar.
What?
Jenna wants to go to the NHL finals in Vegas, front row, with a hockey player.
The Washington Capitals could win. This is a win for them, and Vegas has to win. So this could be, I could be witnessing the final.
Okay. Usually I'm the guy that, you know, is the bad news guy.
Mm-hmm. You are the bad news guy.
I'm negative guy all the time.
Oh yeah. You haven't been like feeling, we haven't been vibing lately.
Yeah. I'm going to say we let her go to the hockey game.
Uh-huh.
But she has to be back for work tomorrow morning.
It's not possible.
No. And we give out the password.
How about
the vault password?
Oh, yeah.
We let her go.
How about the following Monday, she has to do the show by herself, and the three of us get to...
But I have to work for all of it.
And do... I'm going to take one for the team and do an appearance. The next appearance one of us has to do that we have to travel for.
Okay. And okay. We need a substitute.
And we get to call her up to 6 times tomorrow morning. And she has to answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all.
From the text, remember when JC took two weeks off... during the flu.
Both Al and JC missed 3 days of work for the flu this year.
You guys wouldn't let me come to work. I tried.
That was medical.
You did try.
I was trying to come to work and I got sent home by Cheddar twice.
That was medical.
I got the flu.
That's what I said.
Vegas.
I called and said, I'm coming tomorrow. And that morning, Cheddar called me and goes, go home. I'm like, but I want to come in. No.
And Kelly's
trying.
Kelly's been here through it all every day.
Yeah. I didn't miss the flu. Cheer.
Not my fault. I got the flu from Al.
You got it from me.
Go to the White House, and I said no.
This could be my future romantic life. This could be. There could be so much content for me to get when I'm there.
Romantic?
Yeah.
Really?
Who are you going with?
No.
Yeah. When we call you tomorrow, are you going to be on the phone?
Yeah, we want to talk to him.
Separate rooms, young lady.
Whoever him is.
Come on.
Separate rooms, young lady.
Separate rooms. Yeah, I don't play that way.
Yeah. Separate rooms.
I don't play that way.
Password.
Password.
Let's
go. We're a little late on the password. Sorry.
We got to get to John Travolta, too.
Hey, Cheddar, I'm not going to lie. I forgot the password. You told me I didn't write it down.
The password is Bruno.
The password is Bruno. You're going to need that password to go and set.
You forgot it.
I was trying to remember. My brain was not working. All right. The password is Bruno. You'll need that. We'll have you call in here within 10 minutes. And we got the John Travolta interview with Big Al Mac and Kelly Preston next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's time.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Beat the Bank. And don't worry if you don't get in this hour. We'll do it again an hour from now.
All right.
We already hooked you up with the password. Now you just have to call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Make sure you have that password because that's the only way to gain entry into the vault. We'll take caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank this hour.
Got it.
Caller number 17. Sorry, I was just looking at Post Malone's new tattoos that a Kid Nation member sent us. And
oh, wow.
I can't believe he got this.
Two pretty big face tattoos right under his eyes. Under the right eye, it says always, and the left eye says tired.
Wow. Yeah.
Always tired, yeah.
Committed to being always
tired. Shout out, I guess. But
I feel you. I'm not going to get that.
I don't. When they're like, it's written all over your face.
It really is.
Maybe that's what it is. It's written all over his face.
I hate when people tell me I look tired. Yeah. Doesn't it drive me nuts?
It happens all the time.
Like, yeah, gosh, you look tired. And sometimes I'm not even that tired. I'm like, thank you.
I was feeling good.
I'm kind of snappy about it when people say that.
I say,
thank you.
I say, your mom's tired.
Like,
I say, you're old.
No. You look like you don't feel good. Thank you.
Yeah. I try to excuse it because people just don't know what to say and they want to say something.
Right.
So I'm just like, but that's really not a thing we want to hear.
How about enjoy the show? Or... Yeah. Just, hi.
Hey, I'm tired for you.
Hey, you look tired.
Just a good old, just a hello. Hope you're doing well. That's fine with us. Big Al Mac.
Yes.
You put in a little extra work the other day.
A little bit.
Got to sit down with a superstar and his wife, who's also a superstar.
Mr. John Travolta. This was the third time that we have met. And first time I'd met his wife. And I had no idea. I mean, I knew what she looked like, but no
in
idea.
Person.
She was so beautiful. She's stunning. Like, showstopper, stunning.
Movie stars just have this extra little
something.
Thing.
Yeah,
extra
they do.
Something.
A little je ne sais quoi.
And a good makeup team.
Right. Said what?
Je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais quoi. So anyway, we're at the we're in this room at this fancy hotel, and they stop. I've written these questions up, and the first guy, the pre guy, he says they're going to take your phone and take your iPad, and so that you can't. Have your phone ring or whatever.
But that's a problem.
That's a problem because that's where all my stuff is. All right, well, you deal with the other
way. So you got to go old school, Al, on the index cards.
Yes. Yeah.
And so and I saw some people actually doing that, but.
Because they knew the rules.
I guess so. So anyway, then you just wait, basically. They have you there half an hour before the interview starts. So then your time comes up. They pull you in. They say, hey, okay, you get the chair. So there's five people in this room, and. Two of which are John and Kelly Preston, and then there's the camera guys and the production people. That's it. And we're sitting across from each other about 5 or 6 feet. And I walk up to him, and I'm praying that he at least recognized me. I know there's no way in the world he would remember my name, but...
At least your face.
At least my face. And then when we make eye contact, they're putting the microphone... we make eye contact, and he goes, his eyes kind of light up. Hey!
He knows you.
I'm like, hey!
Yeah.
Yes.
At least that bit of relief, you know, was
there was familiarity with each other. Did you watch his movie? You watched Gotti. Okay, so you had all
I did.
Everything
I,
you needed.
I watched Gotti, and but I didn't want the interview to be all about the movie. I wanted it to be kind of light.
Okay.
And so here.
I don't want to talk about what he's here to talk about.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's
what
all the talk show guys do. They talk about everything but the movie at the very end. Hey, the new movie's out
on
Friday.
Right.
Go watch it.
Right,
sure.
Right, right. That's what we want. We want some maybe some funny.
All right.
Let's okay.
Go. So here we go.
Let's do it.
All right. Sitting with my old friend, John Travolta, and his beautiful wife, Kelly. Hi,
nice
everybody.
To
how you doing?
How
really
you?
Good. Great to see you.
I have to say, first of all, when anyone ever asks the question, who's your favorite interview? I always, 100% of the time, your name comes up.
Really?
100% of the time. And I know we've only talked twice, and I'm sure after today, Kelly's name will come up as well.
Well, that makes me feel fantastic.
But every single time, I swear, every single time, you've always just been so nice and so warm.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
And it's nice to meet you for the first time.
Well, thank you very much. Speaking of old friends, this is so funny. I was thinking about this on the way over here. I was talking to some old friends the day before yesterday, and one of my friends has a boat. So we talk about going to the lake, and... We just assume that when we talk about going to the lake, we're going to use his boat because he's the friend with the boat.
Did they ever talk?
So I was thinking about you being the friend with the plane. When you're friends, if you're sitting around talking to Oprah or whoever it is that you sit around your house, Bob, and they say, hey, we should go to Des Moines for the poker tournament.
is it assumed that you are going to be flying your plane?
Yes, or they'll fly theirs.
You know, you depends on which friends.
Depends on which friends. Like, Oprah's got her own plane.
Yeah.
Other plane, if it's De Niro, let's say he doesn't, so then it would be my plane.
Right.
So, yes, you're right in your global view of it.
Okay, okay, okay. So if you're sitting among your plane-less friends.
Yeah, that's assumed that we're going on.
It's assumed on you. Do you have a no number two rule on the plane?
Oh, boy.
No, because that's nature.
Well, it is, but it's also...
You got to do what you got to do. No, you got to allow your guests.
Because I like the joy of the flight, and I think it's large enough to disperse.
It's a big plane.
Okay, you're in your little plane. I don't know how you guys met. How did you guys... I know you've been married...
On a movie.
We met on a film about 30 years ago.
Kelly was screen testing. Had you done Twins yet or not?
Mm-hmm.
She'd already done Twins, so she was screen testing for The Experts, which we did together.
Okay.
A little comedy way back.
So that's where we first met. And then...
Love at first sight? Or
Kelly was married.
I was married.
Oh, well, okay.
But definitely took my breath away, for sure.
Okay.
And I had two dogs that she was impressed
with. Oh, yeah. Then is this what I see? Coming across, I'm sitting in the waiting area by myself in this big chair, and I see... like this, yeah. With the light and the whole thing. I was like, oh, kill me now. What is happening?
And, of course, I'm thinking it's the dogs.
What kind of dog?
There's a black lab and a golden retriever.
Well, I have a golden doodle. Definite chick magnet.
Yep, chick magnet.
Chick bait.
But it wasn't, trust me, it wasn't the dogs.
Right.
But I'm always thinking.
I love dogs.
It's I think it's the plane. I think it's the dogs. I don't ever think it's me.
Well, you got a plane. Oh, look at that. They're hugging and kissing and smooching. I just saw Gotti and wonderful. My stomach was kind of in knots the entire time I was watching, just waiting to see what was going to happen next. Well, obviously we know how it ends, but working with your wife in such a movie role, and your daughter.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, Ella's in a different movie.
Oh, I thought I read that she was in this. I was trying to
figure out. She's in the Poison Rose that we just did with Morgan Freeman. We're in the middle of it.
Stress.
So, but Kelly and I are in Gotti, and the reason you think that is that Ella was scheduled to be in Gotti, but then decided at the last minute to wait.
Did you have to fire your own daughter?
No, she fired us.
She chose not to be in it because she knew she was going to be doing Poison Rose with Daddy later.
She'd done the movie with Robin Williams called Old Dogs. She wanted to come back in a little larger part, maybe, and have something to do because the roles in this role are much, much smaller.
Sure, absolutely. When I was married, I was married for a little while. It was like the best year of my life. I would sometimes tell a little fib on the way home, hey, we got to work late. So, and I was really just stopping to get a beer.
Right.
Now, when you're working with your wife, you really can't do that because she knows exactly what time you got off work.
Yeah.
And does that present any type of problem?
Well, you know, on a movie set, you're working 12 hours a day, and then you're so exhausted, and you're both ready to come home and go to bed, you know, and fit in for family time with the kids, you know, that kind of thing.
Lucky for us, the kids come to the set all the time.
Right, right, right. Okay. Well, look, give me the raps. I got one more question.
Yeah.
Last time we talked, you gave me the LL Cool J rap.
Oh, did I?
You did.
Well,
Kelly, first of all, is that still his go-to karaoke or his go-to rap?
No, not his go-to karaoke, but it is his go-to rap. Okay.
But now I have a go-to dance that I did with 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you Mr. Travolta, please give me your go-to rap. We have to do this. It's a sentimental reason. Give me your
full
go-to
circle
rap.
Moment.
The LL Cool.
Whatever you're comfortable with.
Sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience go, telling me I need a girl as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see her in love. There I was, giggling about the game that I had played with many hearts, and I ain't saying no names, playing make-believe, saying that I'm true, knowing in my heart that I laugh when I say that I love you, but I love you, girl.
I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Travolta on the one and the two.
Okay, and then,
Such a hiccup in the middle. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Kelly.
And nope, did, not in this movie that you said. You just watch, you liar. That's probably what they're thinking.
Yeah, oh. And it did say it.
But he did watch it.
I did see it, and I was trying to figure out which one was her.
Well, she looks just like John. And so I didn't see the movie, so I don't know who.
Right. And it did say, and well, it said uh-huh. John Travolta, uh-huh. Kelly Preston, L or Ellie, I'm not sure if it's L. Anyway, L Travolta. So it was in what I was reading about the movie.
Man. Oh, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just a...
And he said, and like I said, she was scheduled to be in the movie. She just chose a different movie. But anyway, that was my 10 minutes with John Travolta.
Nice.
No, this is what happened to you. The guy that bought the plane ticket, you just said, and he didn't know if you could use it.
I thought you went one for
a
call. I what he meant. I was like, what are y'all talking about?
JC and I are like,
what?
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, my man.
I got you. I got you.
All right, Alan, now I got you.
We're right here.
Sometimes I stare at the wall.
That's his song. That's his jam.
That's his jam right there.
That's his jam.
Let's play Beat the Bank. Tiffany, how are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Awesome. Good. Did you enjoy the John Travolta interview?
Yes, I thought he did a great job, actually.
Oh, you're so nice. So thank you very much.
You still win the same amount of money. I don't know what you say. You know that.
Oh, I
know. Tiffany, what are you up to right now?
I am on my way to work.
On your way to work, and what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Oh,
lot of nurses.
See, we love the nurses.
Yeah.
We love the nurses. All right, Tiffany. Well, let's step up to the bank vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Bruno.
Password accepted.
That is correct,
yay,
Tiffany.
Yay.
So seriously.
I know.
Bruno. The nurse, Kelly.
Yeah.
Your medical professional.
Cool, calm, and collected is what Tiffany is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tiffany. Here's how the game works. You're going to go inside our vault with our banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in that vault. It could get up to $1,000. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn, which changes every single time we play Beat the Bank. And if you don't say stop and that door happens to close, you will get nothing, okay?
Okay.
All right, those are the rules right there.
Mm-hmm.
Only one thing left to do, and that's for Tiffany to play
Beat the Bank!
Seventy, 130, 140, 280, 240, 240, 400, 500, 510, 550.
You're a nurse.
Oh, man.
That one was surprising.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I wasn't feeling that.
Oh, so sorry.
I'm sorry.
So sorry.
But we hope you have a good day at work
okay.
today.
Please don't take it out on the patients today. Please don't take it out on the patients.
Man.
Sticking that needle in extra hard.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiffany. That's how it goes sometimes with Beat the Bank, though.
That's how the banks all go.
That's how it goes.
You're going to feel a little pressure. That's what the dentist said.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that was a lot of pressure right there. Well... First, there's still good news for you. We're going to play Beat the Bank in less than 1 hour. We'll hook you up with another password in 30 minutes.
All right.
And have you call back in. But coming up next, we want you to pick up that phone and give us a call for First World Problems, Kid Nation.
First world problems.
That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us about those little things that have been bothering you. You feel bad complaining about them, so we give you this segment to do so. That way we can laugh, you can get it off your chest.
Kind of a slash humble brag.
Yeah.
First world problem slash humble brag.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know it's a little bit braggy.
Yeah.
But it's still a problem. Yeah. It's a first world problem. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello, Kid Nation. We just had the vault close.
Yeah.
You know, on our friend, first time since Beat the Bank has come back this week that it happened. But don't you worry. We got another password for you coming up in about 20 minutes. And then we'll play Beat the Bank in about 30.
Okay.
For your chance to win up to $1,000. And the Showbiz Top 5 is coming up in about 20 minutes. Kelly's working hard on that one.
So hard.
Mm. So hard.
Sweating.
And we have determined Jenna will, in fact, be possibly on television watching.
Oh, am I?
I think so, Jen. I think we're going to let you go.
Oh,
to the hockey game.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want you to make
the
kiss cam.
Thank you.
Oh, make the kiss cam?
Jenna does like. I don't want the kiss cam.
Jenna wants the taco cam.
I don't want the kiss cam. I want the raining taco cam. Yeah. I want to like dance around and eat the tacos.
That's right. And tomorrow at this time, we're going to be talking to Rich Wilkerson Jr. You may see him in pictures with the Kardashians.
He performed Kim and Kanye's wedding.
Yeah. He actually stopped by a couple days ago to chat with us because he has a new book coming out. So you will hear a little bit of Jenna tomorrow.
Nice.
While she's enjoying herself in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I was so prepared, hoping that you would let me go today for the game tonight. And I already did my what I like. So
for real?
If you want that early, I can do that for you.
I'll look at you, Jenna.
I was prepared. I did my work.
Okay. 1 hour from now? Is that what I heard, Cheddar? Yeah, that's what I heard.
Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, 1 hour. So we'll do a little Jenna, that's what I like.
All right.
Today, since she will be absent tomorrow.
Y'all can call me.
On the show? Okay,
we
want to know. You're probably going to stay up all night because it is Vegas. You have to. That's part of the rules.
I always say I'm going to have a different Vegas experience. I'm always like, you know what? I'm going to just like work out and lay by the pool. I don't know what happens. It's like 5 a.m.
Yeah. Vegas
it's
happens.
It's oxygen.
Yeah, they pump all that oxygen.
Oxygen in there and there's no clocks.
Yeah. No clocks, lots of oxygen.
Exactly.
Let's get into it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got some examples here on the text before we go to the phones. You use that same phone number to text us anytime you want, by the way. I'm almost debt-free. And you guys, I don't know what to do with all my extra money. Hashtag first world problems. Yeah, you know, you got all that extra cash.
Well, pay cash.
What are you going to do with that right there? Or, I got into all six colleges I applied to, you guys, but I can't make up my mind, so my dad's making me go backpack through Europe to help me clear my mind. And backpacking, you guys, it involves too much walking. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow.
Man, there's a lot of first world problem going on right there.
And you better hurry up and make up your mind.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to go.
Exactly.
Backpacking through Europe, it sounds so romantic, doesn't it?
It really does. I wish I could do that. I would like to go backpack with my wife.
I backpack from here to the truck. Put my backpack on.
Yeah. Okay. Backpack to school.
Yeah.
What's up, Trey?
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Oh. I'm doing good.
All right.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent, man. What's your first world problem?
I haven't played Fortnite in 3 days because of my mom. And because of chores.
Oh, you haven't done your chores.
So you
can't play Fortnite. Oh, man.
Mom.
Yeah. Come on, Mom. Let Trey play some Fortnite.
What kind of chores you got, man?
Do my laundry, clean my room, take out the trash.
Trey, come on, man.
Trey,
I get it.
Do the chores. We need you back on the Fortnite.
I don't even do my own chores sometimes. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. Chores are hard, but necessary. All right, Trey. Get them chores done, buddy.
Okay.
All right, man. Yeah. Mom used to say you can't play video games until you finish your chores, and she actually meant it.
Right?
Like, Mom, you let me have everything else. From the text, I got new boobs. All of a sudden, I have too many guys swiping right on me, so I had to give up dating because I'm overwhelmed. From Riley. Hashtag first world problem. Congratulations, by the way.
That's funny.
Is there something guys can do so that we can get all that attention that we didn't have before?
Nope.
Work out, I guess.
Yeah, but that takes months.
A lot of guys resort to the topless selfie of themselves next to their Corvette.
Oh, have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Al, why don't you take a topless one next to one of your classic cars?
Nah, that's okay. Nobody wants to see me topless.
I look.
Yeah.
I don't want to see me.
Don't take a gander at that.
I'll look at it.
Yeah.
It would make you pause.
Yeah.
Whoa, what's that?
I'd throw it a like.
Nice.
I'd double tap.
Nice car.
You would look at the rest of the pictures, right?
Sure, of course I would.
See, there you go.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
That's all you want, is you just want to catch their attention. Hi, Priscilla.
Hello.
What's your first world problem?
So, we graduate today.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, she got me a new Jeep, but I can't drive it because it's a stick shift. I don't know how.
Time to learn. It's so fun.
Man. Yeah.
It's tough teaching someone how to drive a stick. That's
I know. It's a
you got to feel.
It's hard. Yeah.
It is hard, but once you get it, you got it.
Yeah, once you get it, it'll be all good. The hills are what gets scary when you first start. If you get
on a hill,
Priscilla, who do you think is best fit to teach you how to drive stick?
My grandpa.
Your grandpa,
He stays more calm than my mom.
Okay, good. Okay, so hopefully grandpa can teach you how to drive that thing sooner than later. And congratulations on graduating, Priscilla.
And the new car.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have fun at your graduation party. Hi, Kara.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So your first world problem involves your husband, huh?
Yeah, he surprised me. He traded in my BMW 3 Series for a 5 Series without telling me, and I'm not happy about it.
Oh,
he thought he was surprising you. Yeah. And not a good surprise.
Yeah. No, I loved my 3 Series.
I'm so sorry.
You have a fancy car. You got a fancier car.
Bigger car. Costs more money.
Bigger is the boat. That's not so much fun to drive.
First world problem.
Yeah, right.
That's it right there, Kara. Thank you for your call. And hopefully you learn to enjoy that brand new fancy car your husband tried to surprise you with. From the text, my hair extensions are so long that when I set up to do squats, I have to have my personal trainer hold my ponytail for me. Hashtag first world problems from Lisa. I've seen that before, where there's guys just holding the girl's hair while she's doing squats, and
usually
it's just funny.
Usually it's when you're vomiting, but I guess that's a healthier approach.
The healthier approach.
Hey, hold my hair.
Has Alan done that for you yet, Kelly?
No.
Oh, you haven't gotten to that point?
No.
No need.
Yeah. It's been a while since I had to do that for my wife.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, but I've had to. Many a time.
That's an act of love right there.
Yeah.
Better for worse, baby.
I think our first one was within the first month of us dating.
Yeah. Well, you were college kids.
Yeah. I was trying to make her stick around.
Yeah. Hey, let me buy you another drink, baby. Yeah.
No. Just to show her that I would clean up, hold her hair, rub her back.
She ever vomited, like, on you?
Yeah.
Stop it. Now they're just getting gross.
In my truck.
Stop it. Stop it.
Hi, McKenna. McKenna.
Oh, hey.
Oh, there you are. Hi, McKenna.
Hey. I got an email on the way to work that our elevator is broken, and I'm wearing super, super high heels, and so I'm going to have to walk up all flights of stairs to the fifth floor.
That's
Oh.
Yeah.
How tall are those heels?
They're like 4.5 inches.
Oh,
dang.
Nice. You're wearing sexy shoes to work. That's what you get.
Those legs are going to be on point, though.
Man.
When you get to work.
Calves are going to be showing out.
Yeah, those legs are going to be on point.
How tall are you with those 4.5-inch heels? Are you 6 foot?
Well, I'm 5'4 normally.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I guess I'd be like 5'8 something.
Almost 5'9. Okay. You're looking good with them high heels, but you're going to have to walk up them stairs. Do you take off your shoes when you walk upstairs if you have heels?
No, I don't.
Oh, you keep them on?
No. Unless you're coming at the end of the night. You don't care. Your feet feel like they're bleeding. You're like, I'll walk barefoot on anything. I don't care.
The worst when you see that, and
so
then
bad.
The girl in front of you steps in a puddle, and they're like, I don't care.
I don't care. You hurt so bad. It's like, it doesn't matter
anymore.
I used
to be able to do it. And now, I mean, I wear sneakers now, and I'm short. I still wear short shoes. I can't handle it. My feet can't handle it.
It's too much. Miriam.
Hey.
Hello. Hi. Welcome to First World Problems.
So my first real problem is that I ordered an Amazon phone case, and I ordered it through Prime, and today I got a notification that it's not going to get here till Saturday, and I ordered it yesterday.
Lame.
Wow.
I get so mad when my deliveries don't come when they're scheduled.
I know. I was really upset, and I dropped my phone, so my phone case is broken, and now I can't even use it with the case.
Gotta go naked.
I'm too scared.
I've been going naked on my phone for the last couple months.
I went naked and broke it twice.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky.
I got the case
on
now.
Yeah, I'm too scared.
Be careful.
Hey, be careful.
Don't forget on Amazon.com, you can pick Kids Kids as your charity beneficiary.
Oh, I'll try to look into that and I'll do that.
It doesn't cost you anything, and a little percentage of what you buy goes to Kids Kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yes, cost you nothing.
We should put a how-to tutorial so that people can do that. Because a lot of people don't know.
Take it as your charity.
Yeah. Next time, Miriam. Deal? Yeah. Buy another phone cover.
Because some people, that's all they do is shop on Amazon. Kids could,
right?
Man.
Oh, yeah. My wife just got on the Amazon train.
Does she make kids?
Oh yeah, she made kids. Kids her charity, but every day we come home, there's a package.
There's a package.
It's like a reminder of my money leaving the bank account every day. Hi, Gina.
Hello.
Your first world problem involves going to Hawaii?
It does.
How could you have a first world problem with that?
Because it was for work.
Oh, no. You didn't get to do
Hawaii.
You do get to do something fun, right?
Yeah. Anything?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I had the weekends free to do fun excursions.
There you go.
I know what you mean, though.
No one felt sorry for me that I was going to be in Hawaii for 2 weeks for work.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to work when you have such a great view.
I know. My hotel was right across from the ocean, and I had an ocean view. So, yeah, it was terrible.
Did you buy a grass skirt and a coconut bra?
Hey.
Not quite, Big Al. Not quite.
The coconut bra looks like
it. I did go to a luau, though.
Oh, you did? The pig and everything.
Yeah, roast pig.
Yeah, the
luau's are expensive.
Yeah. And the coconut bras don't look very comfy, by the way.
No, they're just for looks.
Yeah, but they still wear them.
Man, those luau's are expensive, but you got to do it.
You gotta
it's like
do
one
it.
Of those things
gotta
you do when you go to Hawaii. You got to go to a luau.
And to learn the little dance?
I didn't do that, but
is
you
the volcano still going over there?
Yeah, the volcano's still going. Mm. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, buddy? What's your first world problem?
My first little problem is, for the past 2 years, I've been going to this charity gala in New York with my dad. There's like a bunch of celebrities there and whatnot.
Yeah.
But I just found out it's the same night that I'm going to the Drake concert in Dallas, and I have the floor seats. So it's like, which one do I go to?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I wish. Anyone looking?
All right, well.
Somebody might be available.
Is Jenna going to hit you up as soon as she gets back from Vegas with our other...
Oh, yeah. Don't hate the player, okay?
I was trying to
get
catch
out of here. You're just jealous.
I was trying to catch out, Jenna.
Oh my gosh.
Garrett, yeah. I'll go to the floor. Great. Yeah.
Give Jenna 72 hours.
I got two tickets.
Yeah, she'll hit you up, Sam.
That'll help him make up his mind real quick.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna put you on hold, Gary, and we're just gonna get your phone number and see where this goes.
Yeah.
Remember, Kelly said don't just date.
Yeah, just date.
You know, and just date.
Just date.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Is it awkward for you that I'm picking you up when you called in?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Is it awkward that Jenna's trying to pick you up when you called in?
Oh no, this is totally fine.
But
I'm just driving to work, having
you
a good time.
Young.
It's a great Thursday.
I was about to say you sound young.
How old are you?
22.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dang.
You're malleable like clay.
Is your dad single?
My dad, no.
Okay. Sorry, Jenna.
Yeah.
22.
We'll stay with Garrett. All right, Garrett.
All right, Garrett.
We'll get you all set up with Jenna here in a little bit.
Not of your life.
Garrett, the things Jenna's going to teach you.
What is New York? Yeah. What are you talking about, Dad?
Oh, man. I hope you bring your notebook to class, Garrett.
All right, she's going to school.
Yeah, she's taking you to school.
Going to school, son.
All right, hold on for a second.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Of birthdays today, June 6th, Fetty, Iggy, Anna, and Prince. Beat the bang.
I think today's the 7th, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It rhymed. Had to go with the rhyme, though. So right. I said that at the beginning of the show. June 6th. I mean, June 7th. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, but it rhymed, though.
A lot of birthdays today. Fetty Wap's 27. Iggy Azalea is 28. Anna, I refer to, is in Kornikova, is 37. And Prince, well, today is the day of his birth.
Holy would have been,
but it's today's birthday.
And those are the birthdays for today, not
yet. Those are for today.
For the 7th.
For the 7th.
All right. All right.
Hey.
Hey.
But see, nothing. Hey. None of those names rhyme with 7.
Right.
Princeton rhyme with 7.
No.
Kornikova doesn't rhyme with 7.
Mm-mm.
Iggy Azalea
not even
rhyme
close.
With 7. No.
Yeah, so, but
Fetty Wap. Yeah, no.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let's move it on. Marie, how are you doing?
Great.
Yeah. Guess what? You get the chance to play Beat the Bank. What are you doing right now?
I'm at work.
Oh, are you doing?
That's why you're so quiet.
Is that office voice?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you
have at the door?
What do you do?
I'm a closer for a real estate attorney.
Closer.
Closer.
Did you give Al some tips?
Say again?
I'll need some tips on how to close.
How to close the deal?
Yeah, he's not a closer.
Never mind.
Yeah. He's more of an opener.
Now's not the time for jokes.
He's an opener.
We gotta win some money.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Marie, let's step up to the vault.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Mars.
Password accepted.
Quiet, Marie is in an office environment trying to close deals. We want her to win some money. Marie, you just gained access to the bank vault with that password right there, which means you get to play Beat the Bank. The dollar amounts increase in that vault. The longer you stay in there, your only job is you'll stop. When you think he's gone as high as he's going to go, I'm talking about the banker, of course. He could get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop. If you don't, and that vault door happens to close like it did last hour, you'll win nothing. And that's not what we want today, Marie. We want to close that deal. That's the one time. Right. In fact, that's the one thing you don't want to close is
that door. That's right.
You want that to remain open and get that money. Okay, Marie?
All right.
And you can yell loud for this one, okay?
You're gonna have to disrupt your coworkers for this one, just so you can win your money. But it's okay because it's money. All right, let's do it. Let's play Beat the Bank.
$250, $320, $440, $570. 630.
650.
Stop. All right, $650.
$650. Nice job, baby. That's how we roll
right there. Nice job.
Congratulations, Marie. That money is all yours. What are you going to do with $650?
Going on vacation for my birthday at the end of the month, so I use it for that.
Hey. There you go. Where are you going?
Myrtle Beach.
Nice.
Yay.
Good spot.
My family's in Garden City right now.
So to go visit the place in South Carolina, what's it called, Kelly? You're just talking about?
Carowinds theme park?
Carowinds.
Carowinds.
That's too far from Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
Yeah. But happy early birthday. That's our present to you. $650 just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone, Marie.
$710.
Ooh.
Look fine.
$1,000.
Wow. There you go. You got a lot of it, though.
Yeah, it was an all the wayer. It's okay, though. You got most of that money, Marie. Congratulations. You hold on. We'll set you up, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening. There she goes, Marie, with $650. If you didn't get to play today, don't worry. We play again tomorrow, Friday edition of Beat the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Same time, 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we hook you up with the password. And then within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in and play. And coming up next, Jenna's going to give us a special edition of That's What I Like. Because Jenna is, she gets a once in a lifetime opportunity, and she's going to go take that opportunity in Vegas to go see the...
To Vegas. Yeah. I'm going to the Stanley Cup final, so I prepared my What I Like segment that we normally do tomorrow to do for you next.
What do you got for us?
I have some good things for you. I have a song I can't stop listening to.
Okay.
Cheap sunglasses.
All right.
How to get Netflix to carry the movies you want to see.
Oh, yeah. I need that.
This is a life hack.
Okay.
And what would you look like as a member of the opposite sex? Hot.
I've always wondered if I'd be a hot woman.
You have. Right. I know you have.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
With Jenna Owens. Every week she goes through a bunch of stuff that she finds and learns to love and like, and then brings it to the show so that we can enjoy these things as well. What do you have for us this week, Jenna?
What do you want to start with? Maybe a song.
Yeah, I like songs.
So, yes, it's a Kanye song.
Uh-huh. His album's
I like good. This song in particular because when I was listening to it, you know how I told you I had this list of songs that I would play before I go to, like, Mexico or before we went to Miami?
Yeah.
Because they sound kind of Latin. This rapper is 070, I don't know how you say it, 070 Shake, who's featured on this song. This rapper's from New Jersey. It's not, like, Latin at all, but I don't know why. I just like the vibe of it. But I'm listening to this song, Ghost Town, on his new album, and I'm like, I recognize this artist. This is a cool song. I like it. So anyway, here's a clip from Ghost Town.
Someday, I wanna lay down like I did on Sunday. Sundays, I remember this one song. birthdays. Sunday.
Yeah, this isn't the part of the song I wanted, but that's okay. No, but this is a really good song. Oh, there you go. There you go. Thanks, Trey. This song has grown on me.
Sound effect song.
Yeah. It's really good. It's grown on me. Anyway, this rapper is awesome.
Did you realize where you have heard him before?
Yeah. A song called Honey. This rapper has a song called Honey that is so good. So you have to check that out. But anyway, yeah, this song's awesome. It's really grown on me. The song starts off kind of old school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds like a throwback, an R&B song or something. And then it turns into this young rapper singing. It's really cool. The words are cool, too. So with that video game sound effect.
Yeah, that'll awesome. Sound like Fortnite almost.
Yeah. It's definitely a grower for me, but I love that. Okay, so Netflix has kind of a set list of shows and movies that they roll out and announce at the beginning of every month. But what happens when you're like, why isn't this movie on Netflix? Can I do anything about it?
Yeah.
Can I petition? Do petitions even work?
I would love that.
Well, someone tweeted the other day that they wanted to see some comedian show. And why isn't it our movie? Why isn't it on there? And the comedian said something like, yeah, Netflix. And Netflix is like, you know, they tweeted out, you know the drill, and a link. And she's like,
No, we don't.
No one knows this drill.
So what's
Netflix
the drill?
Tweeted, help.netflix.com/en/title request. So they tweeted this link to their help, this particular help page. You submit the movie you want to see or that you would like Netflix to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it works if enough people do it. So
if
there's a movie and they have enough requests for something, they will put it on there.
So if I want to get the movie Al was on, the riff on there?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can request it.
Yeah. Oh,
we need
behind
to do
it.
That.
Yeah.
Request the riff, y'all.
Yeah. And Reborn and Holiday in Your Heart.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't want
to. And what was the scary movie that Jenna is going to be the...
Death House. I know. I haven't seen it yet. All right. And I saw this app, JC. I know you've used this app before, but I came across an article where someone had taken all of the Avengers stars, mm-hmm. Tom Holland and Chris Pratt, and I mean all of them, and they changed their gender. But it's scary how well they did this.
Yeah.
Like, you actually, not just slapping on a mustache, what would I look like as a guy, but really changing the features. So, like, mm-hmm. if I really was a guy, what I would look like. And they did this with all of these characters. Ryan Reynolds looks just like who he married, Blake Lively. So good.
Ryan Reynolds is a gorgeous woman.
Yeah. Anyway.
Incredible.
It's called Face App, not Facetune. It appears to have some similar features as Facetune that you can, you know, put on some extra makeup and do things like that. But it's called Face App if you want to upgrade to the pro version. Huh. If not, you can throw your face in there. You can throw your kid's face, whoever you want. You can go Hollywood. You can go glasses, mustache, man, woman, younger, older. But they've really upgraded it, so it looks very legit. It's kind of cool. It's fun to play around with.
The pro version will give you it looks like an actual picture of a woman. If you're a man, or if you're a woman into a man, it looks like a real picture. The regular version.
Good when I take the picture, right? I couldn't.
Yeah, you want to get a good picture.
I would recommend taking a photo, using a photo.
One.
You can pull from your photo album, but I would take your headshot, or I would take a good photo. I told JC, use portrait mode. Do something. Get a good photo of yourself to use for it.
Because I have the regular, the free version, and I mean, the picture's still good. I came out as a girl, but none of the guys in the office said I was hot as a girl.
Yeah.
So I need to get
the
pro.
Were you disappointed?
Yeah, I was disappointed.
You wanted to be a hot girl?
Yeah. I mean, I thought I looked like a hot girl. Apparently, the office spoke and said no. Nah, fam.
Now, this is something I'm obsessed with, and I've spent too much money in my life on sunglasses. Y'all know how much I love sunglasses. I go on vacation, I bring like 5 pairs of sunglasses, because I think that they kind of are an outfit in themselves. So sunglasses, I love them.
Right.
But I've gotten away from spending a lot of money on sunglasses because I'm not good with them. I scratch them, I break them, I lose them. So I don't spend as much anymore, but I still want cute sunglasses. So I found a website that has a handful of sunglasses that are so cheap, and then people ask me all the time, where'd you get those sunglasses? I'm like, they were $8, and they're from Windsor store. And so I got these white heart-shaped frame sunglasses, like kind of a subtle heart kind of cat eye, right? Well, Saint Laurent has a $500 pair of sunglasses that are cat eye. they look exactly the same, and mine were $8. Wow. I love this. I love when I can find something that looks super designer. Yeah. People think that it is, and it just so happens to be that Saint Laurent makes
you
a $500 pair.
$800 or $8.
Or eight. And they have really cool ones. So, you know, especially trendy sunglasses. I know most all girls really love sunglasses, but trendy ones that are kind of small or cat eye or colorful colored sunglasses are really in. So this doesn't really apply for the guys. But Windsor Store, they have cute clothes too. Windsor, WindsorStore.com. They have evening dresses, prom dresses, all sorts of things, but I just happen to love their sunglass selection because all of them are like $12 and less and really well made.
All right.
Windsor.
I'm always trying to help you find cheap, cute things.
We like cheap, cute things.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And if you want to pick any of the stuff up that Jenna just talked about, we will post it at KidNation.com. You can get that song that she likes on the Kanye West album, or you can get the Face Live app. Get the pro version.
The Face app.
Yeah. The pro version is probably the better of the two. Or the Windsor sunglasses, if you want to pick those up as well.
And how to get the movie you want to see on Netflix for free.
Yeah. Yeah. Go get those movies.
Find me a cheap, cute thing.
What's that?
This weekend.
Has it got to be cheap?
No. Nothing.
But cute.
Have to be. Yeah, definitely have to be cute.
Definitely have to be cute.
Yeah, cheap, cute thing.
All right, be on the lookout at Big Al's looking for cheap, cute thing.
Or steer clear.
This weekend.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So apparently there's a new movie coming out that's supposed to be so scary. There's a heart rate challenge going on.
Hereditary?
Yes.
Yes.
Huh.
Anna back there and I have been so excited about this for so long.
Yeah, Anna, she's into movies and TV shows, so she can get into these conversations extremely well. But they tracked the heart rates of 20 moviegoers at a promotional screening of this hereditary?
Hereditary
movie. And
it's Toni Collette.
Five randomly selected people is what they posted from the studies. And, man, the results are great. You could tell at around 30 minutes is when the action starts kicking up. Mm-hmm. An hour into the movie, people's heart rates jump to about 157.
I'm out.
And then about the 90-minute mark, just past that, probably around the climax of the movie,
yeah,
it gets all the way up to almost 170 beats per minute.
Nope. I'm so excited, or this is really great promotion.
Seems like an awesome movie, Anna.
Yes. Hi. Hello.
Hi, there's Anna.
Yes, I'm so, so, so excited. They premiered this movie in January at Sundance, and that's when I told you about it, Jenna, because everybody was just saying that it's, like, so scary. It's, like, a very, very, like, just classic, traumatizing horror movie. So
I almost don't want to know what it's about.
I don't want to be traumatized.
I just want to go in and just
is it,
see.
Is it action scary, or is it monster scary?
No, it's house.
Get out
spirit, maybe.
Yeah,
it
like
looks
a little
bit like, or maybe evil runs in the family, like Toni Collette. Okay. It looks like her mother's ill and maybe dying, and she has a young daughter, so it looks like there's evil going through the family.
I get too emotionally involved in regular movies. I get hot, like when there's an action sequence, I get sweaty. Ask anybody that sees a movie, I get really sweaty and hot and I never sweat in the gym, but in a movie theater,
see?
I get really, so a movie like this where you're warning me ahead of time, no.
It's good to get the heart rate up.
No, no, and I don't like trauma. I don't get the thrill of that, so I'm going to pass.
So excited.
I'm really excited.
It's hard for me because I can't say the name of the movie. Hereditary.
Yeah,
there's another movie I couldn't really say very well.
Well,
I know how to say it. I can't spew it.
It doesn't roll off.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off my tongue.
It's a Spanish R. Hereditary.
Hereditary.
Yeah. There you go, see?
Like, the other one was that one about the bull. Ferdinand.
Oh.
Ferdinand.
That's it.
Ferdinand.
So I see.
I want to be able to say the movies I'm watching.
I'm going to go see Hereditary.
There you go. That's what I'm going to go see.
You sound like you're just learning to read.
Hereditary. I'm going to have to slow it down when I tell people that I'm going to go watch the wonderful movie Hereditary.
Is it out this weekend, next weekend?
It's out this weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, so I'm pumped. I'm going to wear my Fitbit when I go.
Man, I got a busy weekend.
When are you going?
I want to go on Sunday.
Sunday.
On Sunday?
Yes.
Sunday, yes!
Yes, queen.
Well, I got some things, so I'll be back and then we'll go.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Can you wear a Fitbit, you think, and track your heart rate?
That's what I'm going to do, track my heart rate.
You got that Fitbit?
It's not going to be that scary.
Oh, but I
want it to be.
I just really wanted to live up to the expectations that I've had for 6 months.
Yeah.
You know? Well, that's what I'm most scared for, that it won't live up to my expectations.
20 people were taken, and five random ones show that the heart rates do go up quite a bit.
Yeah.
170 beats per minute. That's how scary this movie is.
And never
mind. Yeah, I do want to be entertained. I don't know if I want that to happen when I'm in a movie.
I do.
I want to be entertained.
I do. I want to be scared. It's been a minute since something's really scared me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Other than my AC breaking. I haven't felt like real terror lately. I need it in my life.
Speaking of scary stuff, since we have you in here, Anna,
mm-hmm.
Apartment hunting is pretty scary.
Oh, my gosh.
Anna had the weirdest tour of an apartment complex I think I've ever heard.
It's been...
You're moving?
Yeah. So my roommate and I are moving this summer again.
Why? Is it noisy where you're at?
No, we actually have a friend that wants to move in with us. So we're looking for like a three-bedroom place. Yeah. Yeah. But apartment hunting has been a time and a half. Like, just like looking for places. Yeah.
It's another job.
Yeah. So we've looked at so many. And so last weekend we went and we've been seeing so many places like all day. We'd went to like five or six different places. And the last place we saw, we're like, okay, this is great. You know, this like fits in our budget. It's like great. It's awesome. And the girl's giving us a tour. She's like, yeah, you know, here's like the gym. It's really nice. Here's our pool. It's awesome. She goes, we also have a second pool that's kind of like a little bit more shaded, really cool. We're like, oh,
second pool.
A second pool.
Two pools.
Two pools. We're like, yeah, can we go like check out the second pool?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it's really cool because there's like all these trees. It's like a little bit more private. It's really cool. We'll go and check it out. We like walk over there, and as we go and check out the second pool, there was a couple in the pool who I think mistook it for the laundry room.
During the day.
This was at 4 p.m. in the afternoon in broad daylight. And it was so uncomfortable. And I just started laughing because I was uncomfortable. I like didn't know what to do. The girl that was like, the girl that was giving us the tour, I've never seen somebody be so mortified so quickly. She was just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
She didn't tell them to stop or anything? Like,
no.
Did they see you guys?
I would have been like, do y'all like living here?
Look, I don't think they would have heard us. I think they were just so into each other.
You know, going into living in an apartment complex, that this is happening at the pool. You just don't expect.
Yes. JC and I used to see it all the time.
Kelly, I would look out over my balcony when Jenna and I lived in the same apartment complex, and I would say once a weekend, I would see people getting it going.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Really? We'd send each other videos, and then we'd all just, like, sit outside and watch.
I mean, it wasn't during touring
during
hours.
During the tour.
It was usually around 9, 10, 2 in the morning. Not during the day while people are coming over to check out the complex.
I thought, it was like so uncomfortable but so funny because the girl giving us his tour just like immediately was like, okay, well, if you have any questions, let me know, bye. Oh, and just like immediately like tried to like get us to leave.
You're like, where do we sign?
You're going to live there, right?
It was one of our favorite places that we saw. We got in the car and I was like, I mean, I still really liked
it. People really like each other there. It's fine.
Yeah.
All bills paid?
Or what?
All bills paid? Or
no? I hope so.
It's an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Huh. No, that doesn't mean all bills.
Oh, not all of them do?
No.
See, not where we lived.
The water and stuff was paid. Like, what bills are you talking about? Like, the cable and everything?
I was talking about the guy in the pool.
Oh, you're so nice to laugh at that.
I know.
Because it makes no sense.
Yeah.
See, I don't get it.
No, I was just wondering.
Maybe it'll click later.
No, it's going to click. I kind of get it.
All bills paid.
Bills.
All right, let's just...
Yeah, don't concentrate on it. There was absolutely no thought put into it in the first place.
Well, good luck in your apartment, huh? Do you have a deadline? You got to be out?
Yeah, late July, so we got a little bit a little bit of space, but it's
not much.
Not much.
You know who Anna missed the other day outside of her apartment complex, walking around, having a good time while she was napping?
Mm-hmm.
Harry Styles.
Really?
What?
Yes!
Yeah.
Like across the street from where I live. Like right there.
You could have seen him.
I could have seen him.
Hugged him.
How'd you find this out?
We pictures.
I saw pictures. Wow.
In fact, if you zoom in, you could see Anna sleeping.
Peeping Tom.
Yeah, Anna's right there just sleeping.
My greatest opportunity missed.
Oh, man, Anna. Harry Styles.
But that's the thing, is like you run into him.
Come on over and have a drink or something.
He gave everyone in his workout class that he went to tickets to his show.
Did he really?
Oh, man.
Yeah, because one of my friends was in there and she was like,
I did look at the picture though, and I was like, I am mad that I was taking a nap at the same time this took place, but I would have been more mad if I was like in the background walking, like checking my phone or something.
And
like,
not.
Yeah, I mean, like that would have been worse. It could have been worse.
It could have been.
It could have been. Still missed Mr. Styles.
Yeah.
Half glass full.
That's how you got to look at life, Anna.
Yeah.
Half glass full. Nobody saw Harry Styles. I would love to run into somebody like that. That you actually look up to. I don't know if I look up to him.
I mean, he's a star.
I idolize his music.
This is years ago. I saw Steven Tyler just walking down the street. Like, I was driving.
And he did?
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing a show here. Just walking down the street. I knew it was him. We'd interviewed him before. I knew exactly who he was.
Yeah.
And I walked on, you know.
Are you sure that wasn't a 70-year-old woman or something?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.